My earliest memories of EMR was when I was a little girl, and my father would sometimes on the weekends have to go in to work, so he would bring my brothers and I into the office. And I remember pulling into the parking lot on the corner of 25th and Lockraven, where our building for our industrial murder division still resides today. And I remember pulling into the parking lot and walking up to the big heavy metal door and punching in the key code and opening that big door into the murder shop and being smacked in the face with the very distinct smell of industrial chemicals, grease, fumes. It's a very distinct, unforgettable smell. And we would make our way through the murder shop, and there would be equipment and chains with hoists hanging from the ceiling, pallets of motors, but at the time I had no idea that there were motors. I just knew there were, you know, machinery laying around. And we would come to these double swinging doors, which are, this is really not hard to recollect because this is exactly how this building looks still to this day. But I do remember how it looked from my childlike eyes. So we would walk through the double swinging doors, and another smell would hit you in the face, and that was cigarette smoke. Because this was the 80s, and everybody smoked in the building. So we walked down the hall, and we would come into the office, and my father would go to his office, and my brothers and I would sit at everyone's desks, and we would play office, which was like my all-time favorite thing to play when I was a little girl. And we would call each other on the phones, and we would write notes on people's post-its, and I'm sure come Monday morning, people were like, Lord, Roger had his kids in here again over the weekend, but we thought it was great fun. And then when I went to high school, I worked several summers at EMR, and I actually, instead of playing office, got to really do some office tasks. I would file papers and stuff envelopes, and I would sit with my dad's secretary, and we would cut up and laugh hysterically, and it would really piss my dad off, but we had a lot of fun. And then when I went to college, I wanted to be sure there was nothing that I would rather do than to work at the family business. And 6 years later, I called my father and I said, there's still nothing that I would rather do than learn family business. So I got a position in accounts receivable, and I worked my way up through the company over the next 15 years. Which was a beautiful experience. I had the opportunity to work in almost every position in the company. Every time an opportunity would come about, I would say, please let me try this, let me learn. And fortunately, my father gave me the chance to prove myself to myself and to everyone else. And it was a beautiful journey, and it was an extremely challenging journey. Because EMR, and generally speaking the trades, have been historically very male-dominated. So, coming up through the company, I wasn't exactly, like, welcomed into the co-employer group. But this actually was not unusual for me, because I also grew up in a totally, I was the only girl growing up. So I had all boy cousins, all brothers, and growing up, I was left out of the group too. I couldn't play games, I couldn't go to the fort because I was a girl. So in a male-dominated industry and company, this was just par for the course. And I pretty much, you know, I was used to, like, I'll just build my own fort. So... So eventually, after 15 years and coming up through the company in 2018, And my father still, to this day, works in the company at our motor shop on the corner of 25th and Lockerian. And I was hoping that you all would help me in honoring and acknowledging him. This year is his 60th work anniversary.
Redefine industry.